people say I'm sound. Sound as a bell. In all humility, they wouldn't be far wrong. You want to have someone mind your babbies? Margaret will do what they say. Want to have someone swap shifts in the community centre? Then Margaret's always obliging. I also smile a lot. Sure, I'm great. Teresa had a go at me this morning in the staff room. Would you look at the face in your one, she said to no one in particular. Maybe the Berta girls won the lotto, huh? If I won the lotto, think I'd be hanging around here with you, Cher, I said. They all cracked up. You know, you wouldn't see me for dust, Gracie said. All dreamy like as she pulled on a smoke. If me numbers came in, I'd be on the fourth plane there. She pointed to the postcard, blue tacked to the wall. It was from some young one who worked in the creche 3 years ago. She won a holiday to Barbados on the Gay Byrne show. The card was covered in dust and curling up at the edges, but you could still see the beach, palm trees, and a Dublin Jersey light blue sea. On the reverse she'd written, Hello ladies, glad I'm not there, Joelle. What about your fella, Bridie said. Jesus, can you see him in Barbados, Gracie said. I'll tell you this, we'd step off that plane, we'd look around, and you know the first thing he'd say, Where's the bleeding pub? No. If I won, I'd trade him in for a toy boy. We'd have been scarlet if anyone walked in. What we didn't say about toy boys isn't worth knowing, and what we did say isn't worth repeating. Bridie was right about one thing. I was in good form, bursting with news. You know what it's like. You're burning to tell somebody something, but you have to bite your tongue. I just couldn't wait to tell Danielle. Danielle's me daughter. Me dead daughter. I'd been half looking at the newspaper article on the notice board as I dumped me mop in the bucket. Something about back-to-school bargains. A big circle in Biro around it. In the margin, again in Biro, for your attention, girls, Sharon. She's a tidy kind of person. And I suppose if she'd a scissors handy, she'd have snipped the article underneath away. She didn't, so it was there. I was gobsmacked. Me jaw almost on the floor I was supposed to be cleaning. And wouldn't you know it? That's when Knobhead would choose to poke his head out of the office. Don't forget what I said about the fire drills now, he said. Knobhead's not his real name, of course, but when the cat fits. I said, ah, piss off, Frank. And plopped the mop from the bucket to the tiles. Dirty water washed at his shoes. He stepped back and closed the door. His chops were wearing a little thin at that stage. All Weaker was, don't worry, you're only as old as you feel. Better have an extinguisher ready when you light the candles. Don't get too close to the cake unless you're wearing asbestos, etc., etc. Our community centre's a grand place. Well, that is if you don't mind the smell of floor wax, our sweat, or the constant reek from the jacks, which no amount of disinfectant can shift. The hall's always mad busy. Even though it's scarcely big enough for the kiddies' basketball, the grant didn't cover a place large enough for indoor five-a-side, which would have been nice for the older ones. Still, it's used, I'll say that. And the noise, the place is never quiet. At any one time, you'll have the sound of someone letting rip in the office, nattering from the drop-in centre, and the unending screeching of runners in the hall. Well, of course the place isn't perfect. I mean, when they built the estates in North Llandaughan, they promised shops and facilities and the like, but there's nothing between Quarry Vale and the village but a few shops, with shutters permanently down, and a pub, and a church built with no windows. And then they fill the estate with people shifted from the corpo. Most of them are very nice, respectable people. But you'll always have a few, won't you, who drag the name down. Oh, you'll hear about the couriers doing wheelies on the waste ground all right, and the horses running this way and that, but nothing about the day trips to Wicklow organised by the women's groups or the self-help workshop set up by the co-op. Of course our estate has problems. The centre had no option but to put on a false scheme 24 hours a day just to keep an eye on the place. But that didn't stop some young one ripping the tampon machine off the jack's wall last week for the few bob inside. Some place of security wouldn't set foot, I suppose. I'd include Joe among them. Some men, if they were animals, would be Alsatians, or big St. Bernards. Joe would have been a whippet, or a greyhound. You could have stuffed him for a fortnight, and there'd never be a pick on him. Joe's me husband. Joe tried most things. Bit of labouring here, bit washing up there. They must have been stuck to hire him for security. He wouldn't have frightened a rabbit. Still, he looked lovely in his uniform. Like a guard he was. He was wearing the uniform when he just dropped down outside the Bank of Ireland in Llandaughan village on the way in to cash his cheque. Not a sound out of him. And that was typical of Joe. He never liked to make a fuss. I'm on earlies. That's the way I like it. I can drop in, do me bits and pieces, and then stop in on the church on the way home. It's kind of sad, seeing a church with no windows. Looks more like a World War II blockhouse than a church. That's the way it is now. I usually stay for an hour and say a few prayers. A rosary for anyone that needs it, even the bad ones. And Mary Robinson, if I think she's having a hard time of it. Last prayer, of course, is for Danielle. But I always pray that she'll be all right and in good form. On my days off, I head over to Lasnevin to see her. Fill her in on all the gossip. I tell her the latest scandal in Rowla and the news about how the council is splitting and we're going to become South Dublin. But it remains to be seen if the new sheriff will do any more than the last. Somehow, in me pew, in the quiet, I know that she can hear me. Now, I'm not saying I'm a religious woman, far from it. But it was bet into me at home and at school, and now it just is. We all have our habits, and there are worse ones. Gracie once told me I'm an oddball. She said there's something peculiar about someone who goes to church every day but never goes to Mass. I just shrugged. Some things are just too hard to explain. Joe went to Mass each and every day. There may be nothing up above, he'd say, but there's no harm in taking out insurance. Some people have their doubts, but never me. I know there's something after. I'm as sure as anything. The main article was how to save money by buying school books in second-hand shops and such like. A bleeding obvious, if you ask me. I remember thinking how time flies. If Danielle had had a child, he or she'd be going to school now, counting the pennies, stretching the budget. Then again, maybe she'd have married an accountant, and he seems to be bringing the books right through the door. Then again, perhaps she'd have married an accountant, and Eason would bring the books right to the door. Jesus, if Danielle had a child, that would make me a gran. A gran? And then just for a second I felt old. I didn't take to being a gran at all. Then I looked down and I saw the other articles. I'm surprised I just didn't rip it off the wall and tear off out at Lasnevin. Well, I didn't, of course. I knew that today of all days Knobhead had let me off early, but I'd bide me time. I mean, they got the cake for me after all, and it'd be a shame to miss it. Danielle can wait a bit longer, and when I get to the plot, I'll tell her all about it. I plan to pick up a copy of the paper on the way into town. That way I can read it word for word. I'll nip off down to the bank and cash me cheque and get the paper in the village. I'm supposed to set aside a few pounds for tonight. Gracie said she was going to call around and we'll bring a bottle. Bridie said she'd come too, and maybe we'll go to the pub in the New Beaulieu's Hotel. Celebration style, Gracie said. Janie, Bridie said, what's to celebrate? She's over halfway now. God, you're bleeding morbid, Gracie said. She's years left in her. Ah, piss off, Bridie said, laughing. But I could see she was red in the face. She'll outlive the pair of us. Or die trying, I said. And then we all cracked up again. Danielle was sweet from the moment she was born. Blue eyes. Dublin, Jersey, blue eyes. I know all babies' eyes are supposed to be blue, but not like Danielle's. They were just right. Joe looked terrified when he saw her. Jesus, was all he could say. No, I said, and that's a funny name for a girl. He looked at me, petrified. Jesus, Maggie, I know it's a bleeding girl. Danielle gurgled and sucked at me finger. She has me nose, Joe said, and leaned in closer. But they looked like the postman's ears. Now you feck off, I said. It's time for me to feed her. Well, what are we going to christen her, Joe said. Dogging at the door, like a babby himself. He didn't want to leave. I refused to discuss names with him. I thought it was unlucky. Get out that door, Joe Murphy, and straight down to that pub. I know you're dying for a pint. Time enough to worry about quizzings and all that. This babby wants to feed. Joe slinked out. Bursting with pride, he hightailed to the boozer. I was wrong, though. Danielle wasn't all that hungry. Not very hungry at all. A Monsignor was quoted in the article. Limbo has gone. It hasn't been officially dropped, you understand. It's just been allowed to slip away, like smoke. As it turns out, they got it wrong. It seems like all those millions of babbies who never managed to get baptised are simply with God. All this time. They were there all along. People say I'm sound. Sound as a bell. I also smile a lot. Sure, I'm great.